I believe it's Kay. Hi, Kay. Is Kay still
Hello,
with us?
This is Susie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Susie, can you hear me?
My mistake. It is Susie. Hi, Susie. My mistake. I made a mistake. I do that
Hi.
Sometimes. Yeah.
No problem. Thank you so much for taking my call. Okay, so I'm kind of calling about two main subjects. I'll be brief so you can talk. Pretty much, I have Hashimoto's, which I've been fighting since 2013 and done all kinds of things, and I'm way better. So I'm going to tell you my question on that one quickly, which is, do you have any, are there any new things out there that help with that? I'm so familiar with the diet and different things. My second main question is on the jaw, which on TMJ, I actually cannot close my, I can't clench my molars on one side right now. And I did get into a chiropractor today, and a lot of my muscles in my upper back are very, very tense. So I'm just asking you for your general ideas on things that might help in these situations.
Okay. Well, the first one, the Hashimoto's, the one thing you may not have heard about are a couple of European studies that showed that the mineral selenium would sometimes reduce the TPO, the thyroperoxidase antibody. If you're not using any selenium, it is safe to use at 200 micrograms a day. It's in all the natural food stores, the Tahoma dispensary, and your compounding pharmacy at that dose. Or, as some Australian researchers proved, if we eat 4 to 5 Brazil nuts a day, we get 200 micrograms of selenium into us.
Okay. Okay, that I know. And what about, regarding Hashimoto's, when I clean up my diet very, very extremely, I really feel great. But my body craves caffeine, coffee. Mm-hmm. I love coffee. Do you know what it is that our body's craving when we crave coffee? Like, what would be the healthy thing a body might take?
Well, it probably is the caffeine, ma'am. But caffeine is not known to trigger autoimmune disease. So
yeah.
I wouldn't be terrifically worried there, just since it's not a known trigger.
I've heard about the molecular mimicry between the coffee bean and the gluten, molecule. But okay.
I'd have to look that one up. The mimicry is more between the gluten and candida, so make sure you don't have candida infected in your gut. You work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. There's a very simple urine test which will tell you how much candida is growing in your intestines, and that is a definite mimicry.
Okay, excellent. And then the TMJ thing.
The only other thing I can tell you about, yes, ma'am, you're going to the right place with the chiropractor. If that gets it better, fine. But if that doesn't get it entirely better, there's a subset of chiropractors who work on upper cervical vertebrae, and the rest of the chiropractors don't. You have to take extra training for that. And you could find them at nucca.org. And sometimes they're able to help, and the regular chiropractors don't. And sometimes if the regular chiropractor can. So I'm not trying to criticize anybody. I'm just telling you what I've observed.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.